And now the bibliography lives in your wrist. The scriptures have turned the lamps into instruments. The jurists have kept roofs above your head. The travelers have widened your appetite for particulars. The anatomists have trained your tenderness to avoid lies. The merchants have taught your admiration for storms to serve a loaf. The poets have kept your hunger within meter. The islanders have printed a small republic one sheet at a time. Even the pedants, bless them, have been placated by names and dates long enough to let the page breathe. A last suggestion for how to rear it. Change the music under each chapter. If the Spouter Inn stood beside Genesis and Rabelais last time, let it stand beside Blackstone and Hawthorne next time. If the quarterdeck was framed by Milton and Webster, try Fuller and Stowe. Read the tri-works with Hunter and Brown. Then with Currents and McCulloch, then with a woman you love trimming a wick in your peripheral memory. The chapters do not move, your lamp learns to. There is a corridor in the book. No architecture marks it. It runs from the first inn to the last wave and continues into a thousand kitchens and shops. Along it moves a warmth with no owner. It crosses faces in boats, persuades landthorns to be brave, enters towns and steadies flames by a finger's width. Visits schools where a girl reads a perfect line and a boy does not cough. Stands in a counting room where a small debt is forgiven. Turns in a bedroom where a woman lets the sheet cool and then warms it again with a knee. Touches the hands of men at sea who pretend not to notice they have been comforted. Call it arrows if you like. Call it whiteness if you must. Call it the whale. The name does not improve the fact. Now shut the anthology in your head and open the novel. Do not be in a hurry. Let a lamp come to full height on the page. Listen for Job's refusal and Jonah's correction, for Psalms in the line and Isaiah in the smoke. Let Plutarch weigh stub. Let Pliny nod at a curious tide. Let Lucian grin in the ropes. Let Montaigne shrug us into prudence. Let Rabelais feed us. Let Brown bless the clear substance. Let Hobbes remind us to be civil even about madness. Let Milton place horizon where it belongs at the front of your mind. Let Fuller point out which portrait resembles you today. Keep the travel writers beside you so that every latitude will seem like a sentence. Keep Paley and Hunter for the benchwork, Beale and Bennett for tools, Brown for ink, Lay and Hussey for letters. Tyerman for notices that do not scold. Webster for cadence that teaches breath to stand up straight. Cheever for the stern reminder that cups should be set down at the right hour. Comstock for a shop where totals refuse theatrics. McCulloch for a term that learns to be honest. Currents for the arrows no storm erases. Arctic patience for the inches gained. Hobomock for rooms retaken without noise. The whaleboat for the close work. Miriam for the town, ribs and trucks for the curve that does not break. Darwin for time, Wharton for price, Nantucket for chorus. And the last song for the pressure that means tenderness. Read one page if your face warms. Let it if your hands remember someone else's hands. Let them the novel is not a puzzle and not a sermon. It is an arrangement of hours in which civility survives brain. The women will keep returning with the lamps. The men will keep departing with their long course courage. The whale will keep writing its law on the surface and refusing to comment. You will keep learning how to breathe in rooms you did not know were yours. And that is how to read it. And how to write it again by reading it the way light reads a room. So this is a book. Again.